This Sunday, side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino calls them as they sees them, and you better believe them. Here! Relevant news, biased opinions, and outright bullshit regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! But mechanical trickery never before revealed over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Chris and Ray cuss each other down the track and barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil! All that and much more this Sunday at high noon on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and live feed, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free. Every Sunday at noon on WHPC. Take the Long Island Expressway to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the sign saying no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Sunday!
You've got it, all right, on Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive disco car station today on your airwaves with your host, Ray Guarino, and my dancing co-host, Chris Switzer.
That's right. I got my orthopedic socks on. I got my platform sneakers. I'm ready to dance the night away. All right.
Do you know how hard it is to find Daz?
Wait, I got it right here.
Yeah, I know. I tell you. And I learned a little bit about this song, too. You know, I knew the name forever, you know, Daz. But I found out that it was a combination of the members of the band. They were from a disco and a jazz and a funk band. So they put disco and jazz together and made Daz.
That's it. Pretty good. Perfect. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I did not know that.
Of course.
And then the song is called?
The song is
Brick.
Daz. No, Brick. Yes, Brick.
Brick,
exactly.
Right? The song is called Brick. Right? Am I right?
Yes. Let me see. He's got to look.
Well, Ray's got to put on his reading glasses to go and look at the CD case to find the name of the song.
Brick. It says Brick is the band. Daz is the song.
Right.
That's what I said. So I had to take a trip. We took a trip. Kilowatt Kevin and I took a trip to Pirate Paul's lair yesterday.
Ooh.
Because I thought I had a copy of that, and I couldn't find it. And I said, I know who will if I don't, and it was Paul. And we went there, and he didn't have it either. So, you know, he pulls it up on Spotify, and we're listening to it in his garage. We're all dancing around the garage, but
right.
You know, that didn't help.
I do have it somewhere.
I came home and found it. So that's that. So that's our little homage to things I hear during the week that I like. So, you know,
that's hysterical.
That's how things happen.
Hey, speaking of things that we hear throughout the week, I just got to bring up something. I got a little lament this week.
Okay.
A little lament, and I'm trying to figure out, we're trying to dope this one out.
All right.
Why and how? Why are these people calling for the extended warranty? What is with these people calling my phone? They call the house phone. Now they're calling my cell phone, saying your extended warranty is up. Now I'm thinking to myself, okay, if they're calling constantly offering an extended warranty, that means that some knucklehead is buying it.
Yeah.
Why are these people buying extended warranties? Over the phone. Stop it.
It's like Car Shield, you know, which is what we were talking about. That was the name we were trying to come up with last week or 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And that was the one that our good friend Pat from Dial Transmission had called and was talking to me about a while ago.
I'm telling you, I've actually pressed 2 to tell the people to make a model of my car just so I can get a human on a phone. And I've told them, you should be ashamed of yourself actually doing this for a living. Can't you find a better way to put food on the table? What's the matter with you? And they hang up on me.
Right, right. Well,
I told them everything.
I know.
Finally, I finally said to them, look, you dirty old YIOTA, if I had a brick,
right, I'd dazz you.
I hit you in the head with it. I told them, I says, look, I give up. What do I have to do? Do I have to buy an extended warranty in order for you to stop calling me?
Right. Yeah.
So, and then they hung up on me again.
And they probably still call you. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. That is a good lament, and we're going to follow up on that. Oh, you know what? We have some more stuff we could do with that, too. We have a phone call. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to the phone and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths. Caller? Yeah, the phone.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah, what's up?
It's me, Rob.
So, hey!
Extended warranties, right? So the phone rings. My wife picks it up. We want to talk about your extended warranty. So my wife goes through the whole thing. She talks to the woman. She says, oh, I'm so happy you called. I need an extended warranty. The woman says, okay, what year do you have? I have a 1999 Ford Taurus with 310,000 miles on it. It's falling apart. I need the warranty because everything needs work. And the woman's like, well, no, don't hang up. I need the warranty. I need it. I have to have everything repaired. And then finally, of course, the woman hung up. Yeah, she's pretty good that way. She's like, hey, you know what I did today? Going for work. You know what I did today?
That's funny. Right. Torment them.
That's exactly it. And you're right, Chris. Can't they find a better way to make money than tormenting us with their whole thing there, you know?
I'd say no, because if it works, then they're making money and they're happy. So, you know.
That's true. That's true. But let me tell you,
somebody's buying them. So somebody's buying this.
Yeah, I get so many of those calls, man, every single day, you know?
Well, you know how they do it. It's a loss leader. They figure they bombard media all over the place with these calls and TV. They spend a lot for the TV commercials. And they work on a percentage basis. You know, it's not a big percentage back that makes them a lot of money. So that's how they do it. And, you know.
Yeah. You make a 500,000 calls. If you get maybe, you know, 5,000.
Whatever
you know,
that, yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is, but you know, you've made a couple of bucks anyway. So I guess you know when you pay people minimum wage to make these calls, you know, robocall it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, what are you going to do?
All
right, guys. Yeah. I'm in the middle of wheel bearings on the Explorer. I just finished those.
All right.
And it seems as though every like 70,000-80,000 miles, 100,000 miles, you're putting wheel bearings on these things.
Wow. That's not good. Don't. Stay away from the potholes.
Stop doing wheelies.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. Gentlemen, have a great day.
Okay, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. We'll talk to you soon.
So long.
Thanks for calling.
All right. You know, I want to mention something to you, Chris. It's in today's Newsday, our local paper here on Long Island. There's an opinion. There was a couple weeks ago, they did a big, big article on WGBB, which was a local radio station here on Long Island.
I was a listener.
Yeah, I was too. Well, now a fellow wrote in. I just wanted, because there's an HPC tie-in. Larry Lamondola had written in, and he was here at HPC. Came to the college in 1976 and came to WHPC and interviewed with Jim Green, who was our old, you know, the station manager, program director.
Right.
Man with many hats. And then went on to CW Post and then on to Walk FM. And he worked with, I think he was an op for Joe Rotolo doing the Italian Hour. So, of course, that's fun, right? And then worked for RKO Networks in the city. But he wrote in with his fond remembrances of GBB and in his history, which started right here.
Wow, right at that counter, there where you're
the
standing.
The one on the other side of the glass, but yeah, it was right in his proximity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just celebrate the, like yourself, who's an old radio jock. You go back to college days as well.
Yes.
You know, just want to throw that out because that's a little feel-good story that I thought was very nice. And, you know, I'll get a clipping from the paper. I'll send it to you so you can read it yourself.
And our own illustrious Mike Sims was a disc jockey on WGBB.
Yes, sir.
I used to listen to him.
Yeah, did you?
I used to listen and take notes.
I might have heard him and never, I didn't know him at the time, so, you know, who knows. Mm-hmm. Did he have a jock name at the time? Did he go by an air name?
Mike Sims went by the name Mike Sims, I think.
He went by that strange colloquialism of Mike Sims. Obviously,
he went by the name Levittown's favorite son.
There you go.
Did.
Right. Right.
Mike Smoking Sims.
Funny. That's cool. All right. So we are going to be talking tools again today because something that I love. It's one of my favorite topics. We have Mike Alcamo from Epi's Tools calling in shortly, and we'll talk with him. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I watch these guys on YouTube now. It's It's great the way media has changed, because now you can get your fix a number of different ways.
Oh, sure.
Everybody's got a podcast, and now there's, you know, everybody's got a YouTube channel, it seems. So it's and everybody's on social media. Yeah.
And the funny thing about Epi's Tools is it's a very unique place. It is like the church of tools, if you think about it. It is just this one-stop shopping for any tool you need. I remember, I haven't been in Epi's Tools in many years, but I do remember every time I had to walk in there, it was like for the most unique tool possible. Yeah. That was never a left nostril inhaler. You'll find it.
Right.
There's a good chance you'll find it there. It was one of those type of predicaments that I had put myself into. And I do remember walking in, and you can't help but walk into the store and just, you do like that, whoa.
Yeah.
Like you're walking into, like, you know, the Disneyland of tools. Whoa.
Well, now we're going to walk into the Disneyland of flashing lights, because we have another call, and we'll say, hi, caller, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, Ray, it's Ray. How you doing?
Turn that radio down, please.
Oh. We're hearing ourselves, Ray.
You're right. You're right. Wait. You're right. How's that?
Much better. Thank you.
I wanted to call you. Is that Chris Switzer there?
Yes, sir. The one and only.
I thought he abandoned you.
No, Chris did step away from the show a couple of years ago due to personal reasons, but we dragged him back in.
They brought me back, Ray.
Yeah, I'm sure you're happy about that. But meanwhile, I need to run. That's why I'm calling you now about Epi's.
Yes.
All right. Just to let you guys know, I've been dealing with Sandor Epstein for, 1982 till now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm kind of a regular there with Mike Alcalmo.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And just to let you know, never announced a grief in all that time.
That's great.
The guy is so honorable, you have no idea.
Last time I was there, I was with you, because we went next door to Five Borough, and I went over to Epi's quick.
Oh,
so if you know, maybe we can work something out again when you take a trip in. Maybe I'll be able to hitch a ride with you and go. We'll make an Epi's run. That'd be
Anytime you want. I know they're open on Saturdays too, but I don't think Mike is there.
Right.
On Saturdays, you know, he doesn't live very close.
I said we'll find out shortly, because he's going to call actually in a few minutes. So we'll look at the
answer. Yeah, give him my regards, and he's just a great guy. And if you could, you know, anybody who wants to buy anything, make sure you get in with the Epi's Club, and you really save a lot of money. Nothing Epi sells is junk. Whatever he sells, he stands behind, and he stands behind it better than the factory stands behind it. Guy is just great people.
You could put that on a T-shirt. Nothing Epi sells. Really, that's a great T-shirt line. Okay, right. Yeah. We'll definitely pass that on. Thank you.
I need to run. See you guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Ray. Thanks.
Good talking to you, Ray.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, so long. That's our good friend Ray, the Fixer.
The Fixer.
And I knew, Ray and Gary, our good friend Gary from Ranamaike's store up there in Brooklyn for many, many years. And he was another big Epi's customer and user. So, this is local stuff. I mean, even though, you know, Brooklyn isn't next door to where we are here at the station, it was sure next door to where you were. And let's try this again. We got another one. Let's go back to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, guys. It's Mike Alcamo from Epi's Tools.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I was just calling to see, hey guys, just wanted to see if you guys needed an extended warranty on your cars.
No, but I guess you must have heard one of your old friends just called and gave you.
Did I just miss him?
Yes,
is he still on the line?
We have the one line. So that was that's our good friend Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Yes. Know what? Let me ask the last question first, since Ray brought it up. He said that the store is open Saturdays, but you're probably not there on Saturday. Is that correct?
I go. Well, we have two locations. We have one in Howell, New Jersey, and one in Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. And I'm back and forth to both locations. I'm there in Brooklyn during the week, you know, Monday to Friday, and Saturdays I'm usually in the Jersey location.
Okay. Because it's close to home.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, close to home. I live in New Jersey, so it's a big commute.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
It's good. Thanks for having me on, too, guys. I appreciate it.
We were talking about this, and, you know, it all started about a month or so ago. I ended up with, I won a contest on Twitter for a Lyle tool, a new tool they came out with. And and then I wrote back and commented, and I got in touch with Eddie Lyle and had him on the show. Great guy.
Yep.
And Eddie passed me off to Luke Tucker from Easy Red. And then Luke says, hey, I got other guys you want to talk to. Your name was in the batch. I said, great. Uh-huh. And the fact that all you guys play in the same sandbox and play well is really, really, that impressed me greatly. You know?
Well, it's such a small industry, and we became really good friends over the years. You know, we're all pretty much around the same age group, and you know, we have a good time together. So I'm sure we have plenty of stories we could go through.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah,
sure of that.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Mike, how did you acquire Epi's tools? I mean, I always call it the church of tools because it's overwhelming.
It's cool
great.
Heaven. It's almost, yeah, thanks, guys.
Cool,
it's
like heaven. Cool heaven. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you
go in there and it's like you're like a kid in the candy store when you go in the store.
Totally.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
And I haven't been there in years.
Oh, really? You got to stop by.
I would love to.
I know. Next I'm going to make a trip. I'm on this side of the bridge, so I'm going to make a trip. I know I'm going to get
there. Yeah, definitely. Where are you guys out of in Long Island?
Well, the station here is in Garden City.
Right.
So we're out of the Nassau Community College. We broadcast from WHPC, the college's radio station.
Yes.
I live in Nassau. Chris is now out of state, so, you know.
But I grew up 20 minutes away from where the Brooklyn location is, so I totally know where it is, and I've been there.
But now I think with the current traffic in Brooklyn, that's probably 40 minutes away.
Oh, it's forever.
I mean, Chris was literally across town. Like, Epi's, you guys are on 42nd Street, 809 East 42nd.
In 809 Brooklyn. East 42nd, yeah.
What part of Brooklyn is that? I always get confused what sections are
you
which.
You know what? It's like right next to Canarsie. It's, Kings County, but we're right off of Flatbush Ave and Utica Ave. So we're right in between. If you look at Brooklyn as a whole, we're probably right in the center of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not far from, you know, everything is an hour drive no matter what with traffic. So
Yeah.
Sure. But you know what? Without cars on the road, you know, we wouldn't be talking about cars. So
Yeah.
It's fun. I've been doing it for about 20 years now myself.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a good time.
So let me ask you, you were an employee of the store, obviously before you bought it. So that's great because just moving on up. How has your selection, your stock changed now since you've taken over? Have you gone into different directions or you kind of kept things the same?
Well, you know what? We kind of kept things the same. We've been adding, there's just so much new product that keeps coming out for automotive. You know, as cars keep changing, the industry has to change with it. So, you know, with the new refrigerant that came out, the new scan tools that come out, there's always an ongoing cycle of change. But, you know, we still have the basics, wrenches, ratchets, you know, sockets. I mean, we got all of it from something really small from a 4 millimeter up to, you know, 70 millimeter.
Wow.
Depends on what you're looking for. Yeah.
And of course,
it's not that we're really changing. We're just, you know, growing with the industry.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course you handle tool storage and tool management, which is now a big thing.
Huge.
Yeah, that's...
What is tool management?
Well, you know, years ago they used to have a red toolbox, and everybody used to have a red toolbox. Now they changed everything. Everything is getting crazier, bigger and better, and more colors. It's just nonstop. So, yeah. I mean, I have a box up to 72 inches at this point with, you know, in black with blue handles and red handles and yellow and green. They just keep changing them. So, we have a lot on display and we order, you know, because everybody wants something custom and a lot of different type of ways to go when it comes to storage.
Yeah, you know what
Even
I was...
Even tool carts. Tool carts are huge.
Huge.
Everybody loves them.
I was... And huge. I mean, some of them are 36 inches deep. These things are like...
Oh, yeah.
Some huge. But our good friend Matco Man Brian, who's with us on the show quite a lot, I learned a lot about Matco toolboxes and their storage line. It is crazy what people now you can pretty much get whatever you want. I have red toolboxes. All my boxes are red. They're old. But anyway, so am I. But no, Chris, what I was referring to was like the internal storage of like I'm a big fan of wrench rails. And now I saw, you know, Luke from Easy Red was just on the YouTube channel with Nick from Jersey Discount Tools just this past week. And he showed a wrench rail organizer that was like an aluminum block, and it had
magnets,
and they slid up and down. Like, wow, that's really cool. I like that.
You know, it is because you could adjust it to however you want it. You could put small wrenches up to big wrenches. You could do metric standard. It's not like, you know, years ago that you would have a metric wrench set, you know, from 8 to 19. Well, it's not like that anymore. A lot of people just use 10 millimeter or 12 millimeter. So right. You could adjust it to however you want. And it's nice because it holds it in place and you could open and close the drawer. It's magnetic. It's, you know,
right.
It's definitely a good item to have.
And a lot of guys will take those and stick them on a lift post because if they're wrenches they use all the time. You know, there's a lot of things you can do with it. But then the socket organization too. You know, I'm from the socket rail days, but now they use these things, Chris. It's a plastic base with like porcupine spikes, and each socket goes over that, and they're really numbered. So, you know, Mike Jr. has those in his toolbox. And first I was like, nah, I'll stick with what I got. But I go over and look at his, like, wow, this is nice. Yeah, there's the 10. Like, wow. But my drawers aren't deep enough to do that. So, because I have old stuff. So
now we got to update you, right?
Yes, I know. Believe me, that's what both Brian keeps saying.
Now, the funny thing is, when it comes down to sockets, I have them all lined up in one drawer. And I usually denote which size socket by my index finger.
Yeah,
because my index finger can fit in a half-inch socket, can fit in there. I can stick the finger in there, pull the index finger out, and I can have a half-inch socket. So I know that a 12-millimeter is a little bit tighter, and then you just start from there.
The problem is right from where you started. You have the stuff in your dresser drawer. It's supposed to be the toolbox drawer. I've seen your stuff. I know how you do it. It's ridiculous.
Next to the socks.
Yeah.
It's... Right. Isn't that where everybody, you don't do that? No?
No. I stick them in the socks and you twirl them around and you go like, it's, you know, it's like, what do you call it? Maria, I just met a girl. West Side Story. That's it. It's all,
right.
It comes to me sooner or later. I just have to hit the CPU. You know.
But organizers are awesome. And then that's funny because I don't spend any time in a tool store anymore. Yeah. I don't get to see these things. So this is spectacular. Are there any other type of organizers for more than just wrenches and sockets, Mike?
Oh, they keep coming out with more and more. There was one company I saw actually at SEMA last year that they'll customize anything you want. They have those, you know, the liners that are foam. That you could cut out the liner and literally stick in whatever you want, sockets, wrenches, test lights, whatever you want to form, they could form it for you.
Yes.
So that almost costs as much as the toolbox, though. So,
you know, in fact, I know who you're talking about. I just can't think of the name. I've seen him, but
yeah, I don't remember the
actually,
name.
Actually, you know, I took up issue with my Snap-on guy a while last year because I traded in my older screwdriver sets and bought some new stuff, and then went home and they didn't fit in the drawer like the other ones did.
Right.
And I said to him, you know, you guys, it's like everything else. You're just nudging the industry. You're nudging everybody little by little into updating. And he gave me that look like, I ain't saying yes and I ain't saying no, but one of my toolbox.
Marketing, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, well, ha-ha.
The sockets don't change, you know. The sockets are going to last your lifetime. So what do you have to change around it? The packaging.
Exactly. But that foam stuff, now a lot of the tools, from Snap-on, Mac and Macco, they all do it. The tools will come, Chris, in a box, and then there's a foam insert, and they fit. Mm-hmm. Everything fits into its own foam.
Right in there.
You know, slot. So,
and the nice thing about that, too, is that you could tell right away when something's missing.
Well, that's why I like the wrench rails. You could look at a glance, you know, like, hey, where's that
glance
wrench?
It, right.
But the thing I wonder is, how does that foam stand up over time for dirt and everything? Because in shops, I mean, a lot of guys are just slobs, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I expect it to wear and compress a little, but do you have any idea? Have you seen anything?
You know what? It's still new to the industry. I guess in 10 years, they'll come out with something else. But for now, I mean, this stuff is great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really
looks nice,
too. It looks good, too. Yeah, exactly.
And the thing it does is it spaces out the tools in a nice mat. Sometimes I think they're a little too far spaced. Because I think that
they take up too much room.
Yeah, and I think the plan is, you need a bigger, you need another drawer, you need another bigger tool.
You need a new toolbox.
So there you go again. So, listen, Mike, I've been doing this. I'm not.
But you could always add on a side locker or another, you know, bench top, whatever you want to do when it comes to, you know, you should see some, like, I get the issue of P10 every month.
Okay.
And some of the toolboxes that these guys have, they're $100,000, and they take up a whole wall, and it's, like, unbelievable, and they keep adding to it. It's like, wow, I can't believe they could fill all of it with all these tools, but they do. You know, if mechanics are doing this for 30 years, they want to make a living. They start from small, and they keep adding.
Yeah, we have a friend, Clay Kuhn, down in Mississippi. He's Kuhn Trucking. He's got a big YouTube channel. That's what got me into the tool videos. I was looking for a tool review, and I found him. He does videos virtually every day. And he now has this Mac box. It's the 6, but it's the, I forget, the Super 6, but it's the, it's got the top box, the side lockers. This thing is a wall of toolbox.
And of it's, course,
and
yeah.
it's white, and it's gorgeous. Yeah. And it's like,
white?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he keeps his stuff in good shape and clean. So I could actually have a white toolbox. You know, I keep my stuff clean. But yeah, it's got to be a little extra effort, I was sure. But yeah, I was like, wow, that thing is, it's you know, like,
oh, my gosh. A white toolbox. That's amazing.
Put a cab on it. You could drive it. But, yeah.
Mike, is there anything unique that...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask. Is there anything unique that happens in the store? Like because you have such a wide variety of tools, has there any kind of stories that come out of behind the counter where you just are like, what is this guy asking me for? Anything strange happen?
Every day there's always somebody that needs something special, you know, that I never even heard of, that they make like a 3-point socket at this point. I mean, every day you learn something new, what's coming out, especially when it comes to European cars, because, you know, once you go aftermarket, you know, that's when I start seeing a lot more stuff come out. There's a couple of good companies that I deal with that always are ahead of the game. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that thing existed. And sure enough, it does. So, you know, every day is something new that you learn. But off the top of my head, any good stories? Not off the top of my head. I can't really think of anything that's okay. unique new. Yeah. But if it comes to me, I'll shoot one out.
Yeah, sure. I've been seeing a lot of the, you know, the shop that I do work out of, they do a lot of body work, too. So I see the proliferation of quarter inch and the little bit driver sets that are
huge.
And I really didn't have much of that stuff at all. I had a small little set until I had to work on my daughter's RAV4 and said, oh my, I need a little bit and a little tiny thing. So I had to go buy a set, and now these things have really come to their own. It's ridiculous.
They keep making more of them, and each company does it a little different. And they add, you know, this company has 32 pieces, that one has 72, you know, and they're nice and small because you could keep it in the vehicle. And if you're doing any type of dash work, I mean, this thing is definitely something you should keep in every car. And they're not expensive either, you know. Like my buddy Luke over there makes a really nice kit with a ratchet, and I think it's like 6 or 7 sockets, but all the bits all together, and it comes in this little like roll up. Case, okay. And you just stick it in the glove compartment. That thing will, you know, get you out of a pickle, you know, in no time.
He showed one on the video with Nick from Jersey Discount Tool, and it was in a black or dark gray blow molded case that had a bunch of sockets and 2 ratcheting drivers. And yeah, it was a bigger set. And the interesting thing was Nick called out that these were all spline sockets. And he said, spline was around for a while and kind of went away. And he says, now it's coming back. And in quarter inch, especially if you have a little bit of a rounded fastener, that spline socket really helps get that off.
And you know what really is a good tool too is all the extractors, because people round off bolts. I probably have 20 different style kits of just extractors to get either bolts out or screws out. I mean, it's just, I sell more of those now than I do the regular sockets, just because,
you know, I think
everybody strips it.
Yeah, we all have a collection of those, and some have worked. I think for me at least, all of them have worked sometime, but all of them don't work all the time. And that's when I go back, you know, we got, Chris and I are lucky to have the king tool of all time, the inductor. You know,
that
inductor works. And then, you know, we got the torch, the flame wrench. And Ray, you know, who called before, Ray is a master with the torch. You wouldn't know it, but that guy, I've seen him do some torch work that is absolutely incredible.
Really?
Yeah. And you do.
Well, the nice thing about the magnetic one is that, or, you know, the inductor is that, if you're near gas or any type of like explosive, the thing's not going to explode, which is very scary nowadays. You know, you hear about shops burning up all the time from using torches.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, it's safe. It's very safe.
Yeah, it's very safe.
I mean, you can do stupid things with a safe tool too, but you have to be. You do, and believe me, I think we've all seen it a number of times, but. You know,
I was going to say, and I have.
Yeah,
yeah. You have YouTube channels just dedicated to it.
Oh, definitely. I follow a few.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm going to tell you, we take a bottom of the hour break. We need to do that right now, so I need you to hang on with us, please.
Yeah.
And we'll do that. Chris, do we have an honor group of the hour? This is one of our weekly spots, Mike, so we all wait to hear what Dougie at the UD waits for this one. What do you got,
Chris? All righty, yes. And this is for Dougie. I don't know if he's a part of this or not, but yes, we do have a Motormouth Radio honor group of the hour. If it takes a protractor, a level, and an altimeter, and about 3 weeks of trial and error to get your driver's seat into the right position... You are part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Don't you cringe when your wife borrows your car? Aren't you constantly making adjustments during traffic lights or at 60 miles an hour? Have you ever made the mistake of trying to adjust a manual driver's seat while approaching a stop sign?
Oh, boy, that's a good one.
Exactly. Well, if your driver's seat is still not adjusted correctly for your butt, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. There you go.
I don't know about you guys, but that's the problem I have with power seats. Give me a 6 or an 8-way or a 20. I will never find the right position. I'll always be in just a little itch here, a touch there, up. Oh, yep. Maybe that's a little. Give me a manual seat. I'll find the spot, and I'll leave it alone. But give me a power seat and forget about it. Now I'm like I'm a mental patient. I don't know about you, Mike. That's one of my downfalls. So, like that bit set we talked about, if it falls all over the place, you know, you got to pick up the pieces. Let's do that right now, and we'll be back with more Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Chris Switzer, and Mike Alcamo. I said his name wrong the first time. I apologize for that. And we'll be back in a minute. Keep it where you got it.
You know them.
So nice talking to you guys. I miss you.
You love them.
I heard you talking about us, so I thought I'd call in.
Motormouth!
You want to serve dinner to them.
How you doing, guys? Sorry to interrupt.
How are you, Ray?
Chris is the sharpest drill bit, right?
This is the first time that I'm actually listening live and working on a car.
Our trained staff of two will help.
I'll call you back when I have the solution.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. That definitely points me in the right direction.
Now hold your breath. I hope you're sitting down.
Motormouth!
A tornado of urban legend and BS.
No, I'm not going to wax my Johnson. I'm going to wax my Evinrude.
As always, you are consummate professional.
When I listen on my laptop, I got to keep that thing screaming. I don't mean to blow you up on the airwaves.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
Obviously, I call wrong number by accident.
I want you all to know, sometimes I don't even wear pants.
I have no clue, and I can't hit it with a hammer to fix it.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
I got to give you guys a call and talk to you.
Motormouth!
I'm in the car now.
They're going to talk about working on cars, but not going to work on yours.
There is no answer, and it makes you think, and I like the things that make you think.
What are you doing here?
I'm on break.
Okay, good. So are we.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motormouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHBC.
Motormouth! This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision. With two locations in Limerick and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop will fix your car. CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services. 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. All repairs include the CarStar Lifetime Nationwide Warranty, ensuring that the experts at Celebrity Chase Collision are always on your side.
Y si hablamos español.
More information is available by calling 516-593-0920 or visiting online at celebritychasecollision.com.
This is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. And now, here are your Motormouths, Chris Switzer and Ray Guarino.
All right, we are back. Motormouth Radio. Ray Guarino, Chris Switzer with Mike Alcamo from Epi's Tools. Fellas, are you all still in the room?
I'm here.
All right. We're dancing as usual in the studio, so we're having a good time.
Mike, I'm actually watching the videos that you have on your video channel, on your YouTube channel. How was it doing those videos? You look like a pro.
Yeah. Well, we are pros. We've been doing it for 38 years, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Did you see the video of me falling off the ladder?
Oh, I haven't gotten to that one yet.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, our safety guy's going to love that.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
All right.
Is it in this video?
It's in one of the channels I have. I think it's on Instagram. The thing got like 800,000 views already of me on the last step of the ladder falling right down.
Wow. You know, Mike, while we're at it, while you're mentioning it, why don't you give out the information for listeners?
Sure.
You know, all the social media contact, how they can get a hold of you and whatever. So,
oh, the best place to go is really my website is epis.com. Right. And we're offering another 10% off to all of your listeners out there with Radio 10. We're also on Instagram at Epis Tools. And Facebook at Epi's Tools.
Right, right.
Very cool.
And, you know, the best thing to do is give us a call at our stores. We're open between the two locations 7 days a week, Monday to Friday in Brooklyn, Saturday 9 to 4, and Sunday 10 to 4 in New Jersey.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. You know, like I said, I haven't been in the store now in a few years, and I'm going to make a trip back with Ray. We just established that. But, yeah, I'm going to join the club. You got an Epi's Club, and that's...
We have a membership program. It's like $12 a year, and you get 20% off of everything. And the nice thing about it is once you come in the store and you see that I'm a real spot and you can see how many tools I have floor to ceiling, I mean, it gives you the confidence that we're a real, you know, legit business that's not like a pajama company that's here today and gone tomorrow. We're here for the long run.
Yeah, well, you know? I mean, you're an institution in Brooklyn. People know the place forever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like Coney Island Auto Parts, right, Chris?
I mean, exactly. You know? Yep. I know those guys, too. Yep, very well.
So, yeah, and that's good because it's great that's, you know, we all like, hey, listen, we're all getting older. And I found that most of the people that I know, and myself included, like to go back to those places that we've used in the past. It's a good feeling to keep up with your past, if you will, you know.
Of course.
And to keep moving into the future.
And to see that the past is still embracing the future and is still going to be there is definitely a good feeling. So that is the truth.
Yeah.
How long has Epi's been there, Mike?
Well, we moved around. We were on East 42nd Street since 1983, and about 15 years ago, we opened up a bigger location right around the corner, actually. It's a 10,000-square-foot building, and I'm telling you, we're packed floor-to-ceiling with tools.
Wow.
So,
holy smokes. Because I remember the small – I remember the little – I guess you could say the little store, right? Because that was the last time.
It was more of like a warehouse. Store. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That is amazing. So, how was it making that move, making that transition?
Well, you know, we were really more of a warehouse. You came up to a counter and, you know, you asked what you needed and we would go find it for you. Now it's completely, you know, the opposite. It's more of a showroom. You could, you know, see everything, pick things out. And I'm telling you, you could get lost in there for hours trying to, you know, see everything.
So you guys
it's like an old hardware store, you know?
I was
like,
gonna say,
remember those?
So you guys had to be like the analog version of Amazon at that time. Where you go and ask for it, and a human would go get it. Instead, now they have robots to go and get it, but
go get it, right?
Yeah, you had the analog version, which is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Came a long way.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that must have been some ordeal to actually move from one location to the other. I didn't even realize that was the case. That's how out of touch I've been.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. Thanks, guys.
So, just out of what can you give us like a rundown of like some unique tools you have? Like, are there tools? Do you specialize in like foreign cars? Do you specialize in?
We do.
Is there anything that's really unique that you're proud to say that you carry?
You know what? I have about $60,000 or 60,000 products, I should say, in stock. The stuff that we carry from camshaft tools, alignment tools, to lifts, to floor jacks. I mean, we specialize in everything mechanical. I mean, we're not like a plumbing store or electrical store. I mean, we're made for the automotive world. You know, so every, like I said, it's an ongoing change, and there's more camshaft tools coming out every week. It seems like BMW changed their engine, and, you know, they need a new, you know, alignment tool, and we stock it. We have everything in stock. Even when Ford comes out with, you know, their Triton motor, and, you know, the threads blow out of the heads, we have stuff to fix that. I mean, this is more, you could do it yourself, or you could be the, you know, professional user, and we sell it. We have it. So anything that's sticks out in my head, I mean, Milwaukee's really coming around with more and more automotive tools every day. It's wild that you know, with the new lithium technology in the battery, I mean, we have a 1-inch impact gun that's got 2,000 foot pounds of torque.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, it's cordless. It's you know, amazing.
You can't go through YouTube or any of the social media channels without seeing someone's shootout between the different ratchets or the different guns, and it's great, but it makes it, you know, we talk to Brian about this all the time, you know, to make that decision, what do you want to do? Some guys are, you know, Milwaukee fans, other like DeWalt, some guys are Ryobi, and other guys want to buy from the tool truck. So, you have more decisions, but, you know, again, I think you should stick with the system so your batteries all match. That'd be
right. Awesome. That's what people do. So, I mean, it seems like at least Milwaukee has really had the curve with when it comes out to new product. And it seems like a lot of people copy it. But, I mean, I can't believe some of the power that these guns have.
Oh, I know.
You know, they just came out like a 1,400 foot-pound half-inch drive gun. I mean, they have digital torque wrenches that are cordless that you set in the dial. You know, you want to do 120 foot-pounds of torque on your rims. Mm-hmm. You set it, you put it in, and just hold the button, boom, done. You don't have to, it does it for you. It's amazing.
Yeah, I have one of them, and I'm still, I'm an analog guy. I kept all my analog torque wrenches, because actually I found that the ranges are different between the digital and the analog stuff. But yeah, that digital gauge is nice. You can turn your head and just listen for the solid beep, and then you're good to go. And the beauty of that is it also does torque to yield, which is imperative on new cars with suspension and engine bolts. That's really why I bought the damn thing. Because I have the Lyle gauge that's for torque to yield, but it gets a little cumbersome sometimes when you're working in tight spaces. So, it's nice. The industry is growing. I just borrowed from Mike Jr. I borrowed his Milwaukee. He has a little Milwaukee Sawzall. It's a handheld thing, and I had I didn't want to take a big thing with me, so I borrowed that. I used my big Milwaukee battery, and I'll tell you something. What a brute! What a now. Father's Day, this is what I want. Like, get me one.
You know? That's it.
So,
And the whole lighting industry has changed, too. Oh. That everything is now super bright and LED. And every month I get a new flashlight in that just blows away the last one. So
Once the Cobb technology hit, that was the game changer. I mean, forget, you know. And I remember when I first started using LED, I didn't like it because it was very, very directional, and the old incandescent bulb gave you a range of light, maybe not as bright as you wanted, but the LED was bright but very directional. You couldn't see past an angle. But now that changed too. You know, that stuff floods you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you say, Mike, we're all around the same age, so we all need some sort of eyewear, and then you realize you don't have enough light because you can't see, so those flashlights, that LED flashlight that used to be an annoyance is now needed, incredibly needed.
Exactly.
Because I know I'm the same way.
Sure. I'll never forget. I'm sorry, guys. I was at a show one time, and it was probably about 15 years ago. And one of these guys were from the Midwest, and they come over to me and they go, "You got them lead lights?"
Yeah,
and I'm like, "What's a lead light?"
Right.
I was blown away. I'm like, I never heard of a lead light. Yeah. And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, this guy's he means LED.
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 Yeah. I have no idea.
All right.
I'll never forget that guy. He sticks out of my head.
Yeah.
Every time a new flashlight comes out, I'm like, oh, is that a lead light?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, that's, you know, coming from an electronic background, it is an acronym. It stands for light emitting diode. Sure.
It does.
So it should be L period E period D, but that's the way it's done in the technical journals. But everybody just writes LED. So
people LED, make
a word out of it. You know, what are you going to do? That's funny. Funny stuff.
Mike, do you have any old tools for older cars, like restorers?
like a carburetor adjusting tool.
Oh, yes, perfect.
No, they're all out of stock. No one makes them anymore. What happens is these manufacturers, they say, oh, we only make three of the, you know, we only need three of those. Why would we make them? So they just cancel them. They're gone.
Yeah.
But no, every once in a while, somebody comes in and asks me for a carburetor adjusting tool. And you could actually make them at this point because there's so many different tools. You know, they make this long screwdriver that's flexible and you just put, you know, your own socket on it. And now it's a carburetor adjusting tool.
Yeah.
But I do carry older stuff as well. But with the technology that keeps changing, you got to remember that 1996 OBD2 came out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, right. Now these manufacturers, you got to think that 1996, I mean, some of your listeners aren't even that old.
That's true.
You know, mm-hmm. So it's like, why are they going to continue making diagnostic tools for that? You know, when years ago you used to hold, you know, two paper clips and jump the line and count how many times the code happens. Now
I remember those days. Sure. Tools,
yeah, not anymore. It's all gone. So it's very hard to even find OBD2, OBD1 tools just to, you know, read the codes in the cars.
Right, right. Sure you have in display some bent paper clips that are official OBD1.
Yep, yes, not anymore. It's wild.
Slick and exotic for $10 a piece, these OBD1 paper clips.
Right. No, but I mean,
especially endorsed by Epi Tools.
Yeah, keep changing. So 96, how many years ago? Is that 25 years ago already? I remember when they first came out and everyone was like a scan tool. Like,
right.
And now it's like you can't work on a car without a scan tool.
I have an old Brainmaster in my toolbox somewhere. Chris, I gave you one of the old ones for your caddy.
Exactly. I still have those Brainmasters. You know, the light beeps and you get a little Pac-Man comes out and waka, 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 waka. Oh, yeah. Right. It's very entertaining.
Sure.
Plays Pong.
So, Mike, I know it's hard to say because things move fast, but do you see any trends, any future trends moving in that are emerging that you're going to be stocking soon?
Well, I always feel like I'm ahead of the curve with a lot of these things. You know, the refrigerants and we're supposed to be 1, 2, 3, 4 at this point.
Right.
And more Jeeps and Chryslers are doing it. We're ahead of the curve with a lot of that technology, especially now that everything is going to be electric. I mean, with Tesla and everybody else going to get rid of motors, it seems like in 10 years with this administration.
Right.
So, I mean, we're gearing up to trying to figure out the next step of, you know, where the engines are really going. I just started with a company. Well, I'm actually working with a company now that is going to have the charging stations in your house.
Right.
So it's also going to be in shops. I mean, you're going to have to charge people for electric. I mean, everyone thinks that gas is so expensive and this and that. But, you know, when the grid changes and everybody's going to go to electric, you know, the electric bill is just going to go up.
Yeah, electric isn't free. And they just took Indian Point offline up in, you know, on the Hudson. They took the nuclear plant offline. And they're going to, I was talking to our friend Kevin yesterday about that. There's so many different things. And none of it's being talked about in the mainstream media. So it's going to be interesting to see exactly what happens. But that will be slow.
And if everybody's charging their car, I mean, the electric is just going to be, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with the whole grid itself, but it's got to be. Yeah, it's fun times because it's changing, but it's also a little, you know, a little scary out there.
The grid my approximation, the grid is not solid. It's proven that just a good storm will show you that.
True. Right.
So, anyway.
Right. But it'd be funny. I saw a great picture of, you know, they were so proud of having a Tesla station in the Midwest, but it was getting charged by this big diesel generator.
Yeah. Exactly.
It eliminated the whole thing to begin with. So we'll see where that goes. But, you know, they're fun to drive. I mean, they drive themselves. So.
Yeah.
I'll be impressed when we can see a battery rebuilding kit.
What? Right.
Ooh, that'd be good.
I always think about batteries. They go dead. Where you can't charge them anymore. They only have a lifespan. And then what happens to your electric car? It is now a planter.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
And what do you do with these electric cars? You can't bring them to the junkyard. I mean, it's just going to go into the earth anyway. So it's actually worse for it, the environment, than helping it. You know, what are we going to do with all these recycling? Are they going to recycle the batteries? I mean, you don't know.
They, you know, you would hope there's some kind of plan, because you talk about the life of the planet, and that stuff all should be dealt with correctly. And again, that's the stuff that's not really talked about. Everybody, people come out with a political agenda and talk about what their plan is, but they don't talk about the infrastructure needed or what's going to back that plan up. And that's what bothers me. And it seems like the younger generations buy that stuff. I guess that's it. That's how you know you're getting old, when you think about what they're saying. Whereas, you talk to the younger people, they're just like, oh, no, this is it. This is what we got to do. Well, why? Because, that's what's the new stuff. Well, no. you got to think a little bit.
Yeah. But I see the way you're thinking, Mike, that you now have to gear up for, I mean, these cars will need repair. I mean, they're not going to be as complicated as a regular internal combustion engine, but they will need maintenance and they will need tools, and you'll be there for them. So
we talked about the flame with Ray. I'm more scared of touching a battery at this point than playing in a fire. It's going to be 1,000 volts minimum. You're going to get shocked. You're going to have a problem.
Sure. Yeah, you got
to
be careful.
So we have to. Everybody's got to gear up for the big change. That if GM said they announced in 2030 that they're not going to be making any gasoline engines anymore, so it's like, whoa, we got to change our thought.
I mean, I remember
there's
going
to be no tools.
I remember living through the ignition increases with power, going from points like an HEI. I remember the first HEI zap I got. My hand was on the fender, and I did something with the distributor, and it went up my arm, down my shoulders, and my other. I did the wave. I was like, whoa! That's like 60,000 volts, or 80,000.
Yeah.
Now, DIS is 200,000 volts.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's woof.
200,000 volts,
It's that, ridiculous.
That could kill you.
So it definitely get your attention for sure. So
make your socks go up and down.
But somebody's gonna have to fix these vehicles, and the kids, I call them kids, but the young adults that are coming into the industry, they're all about getting a computer and saying, I want to make $100,000 by diagnosing the vehicle, but no one wants to get their hands dirty anymore, and you see more and more of that. So we'll see where the future goes with the whole automotive world.
We've seen that where guys coming in, they are interviewing for a position, and you bring your tools in. I don't have a tool. I don't have tools. I thought you had tools. I'm the shop owner. I got tools, but they're not yours. They don't want to invest. And they sure as hell don't want to get their hands dirty, which is
right.
It's a whole new world out there.
Yeah, it sure is. And we do a pretty good job when it comes to having the schools and the VOTECs and the students, because the students, they don't know what direction to go in. And some of them, when you get these huge kits and people try to sell you, I'm not going to name names, but they try to sell you on these big monster kits, you might not even need all those tools. If you go to work for Toyota, you'll never see a standard wrench in your life. So we really, at Epi's, we really do a good job of, steering you in the right direction and what you're going to need, and what, if you do work for a Toyota or, Honda, what you're going to need when you get there, and what's the basics, and what's the next step up. I mean, we really start from the bottom, and some people don't need tools. They think they have it, and they're like, hammering a pair of vice grips can get you so far,
That's what's good. Like our friend Macro Man Brian, he comes from the dealership world. He worked on Porsches, but he services dealership mechanics, and he knows when a new guy comes in, he can guide him,
what he's going to need.
I can give you credit, and I'll get you the tools you need for your job to get you going, because I know what you need for Toyota, and I know what the Nissan guy needs, whatever. And that's good. They're on the front line. It's funny story. About a year or two ago, I bought a new set of, it's like ratchet wrenches. They're ratchet attachments that go on an extension from Snap-on, and they had the metric set. I said, they're Blue Points. I'll take them. I said, hey, these are metric. You got an American set? He's like, no. I'm like, well,
you don't need them.
You're going to get them? He's like, He goes, I really don't stock them because I've never sold one. I'm like, right. Well, I still have old American car. And he does, too. He's a car store. I said, get me the American set because I want that, too. That one's going to go home. This one goes to the shop. And it took him like, it was over a month, month and a half before that set. I almost forgot about it by the time it came in. I was like, wow, talk about an eye-opener, you know?
Yeah, really.
And that's why I was wondering about how Epi's tool will service older cars as well, because I have a feeling that those older cars will always be restored and re-restored and re-restored, because there's going to be a section of, there's going to be a bunch and a group of people that are just going to stay with internal combustion engines and stay with restoring those cars. I think it's not going to go away in our lifetime. Yeah. At least I hope.
I hope not. Yeah. I mean, there's companies out there that today, like you could buy, I have a good friend at Cars One that, you know, sells replacement parts from 1970s that you can't buy from the manufacturer.
Oh, nice.
You could buy direct fenders from them. I mean, they have quarter panels, you know, every piece of a car, they could really reassemble everything except the motor, all body stuff. So I hope it doesn't go away. You know, I really don't, but the more and more you see like another, every day I see a new car, and I used to be so good at, you know, seeing cars on the road and saying, oh, I know what that is. But now it's like, wow, every day it's like a new vehicle that's electric and this. Yeah.
Do you play with old stuff at all, Mike? Is that in your?
It's funny you say, I have not worked on a car in so many years because I get frustrated very quickly.
Okay.
I'd rather sell the tools than use them. I'm more of like a house repair guy. I can fix anything in the house and do anything.
Well, don't, you know, we work on them all the time and we get very frustrated too. So don't feel
bad. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating. You know, I could do oil changes, brakes, all that stuff. And I still do it. I mean, I do all my own services, but I can't, when I look at the car, I'm like, wow, the thing is tinging. What do I do?
Well, you know? People look at me when I tell them, listen, to do a brake job on certain new cars, you need a scanner to release the calipers.
You can't, exactly. They're like, I'm never buying a new car. So that's what I have to do. And it's like, you know, there's no way of getting around it. Everything is computer driven, drive by wire. It's wild to me.
All right. Well, Mike, we got to run. We're at the end of our rope here.
All right, guys.
We got to go.
Thanks again for having me.
And I'll stay in touch. We'll get you back.
Yeah,
we'll
definitely.
Very good.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you. So long.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Mike Alcamo from Epi's Tools. Go to epis.com and you can find out all their cool stuff. I'm going to join that club because
I need to join another definitely.
Club. So. Yeah, very so cool. We're going to be getting out of here because Kim is in, ready to do her shtick, and we're going to get out of here and go do some stuff, and we'll be back next week, Mother's Day next week. I got to talk to you during the week because I got a couple ideas, so we'll take care of that. So I don't know if you've been cooking up anything, but I finally did start looking, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be
I know it's going to be tough.
I know. All right.
We're going to be weighing it for Mother's Day next week, that's for sure.
All right, so for Chris Switzer, Ray Guarino, Chris, what do we always say before we leave?
Don't follow us home, keep your tools cleaned, and check your driver's position.
We'll be back next week with more Motor Mouth Radio. See you then on 90.3 WHPC.
See you, bye.
Bye.